When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 151 here with Rylan.
We're moving on to the 150s now instead of the 140s.
Yeah.
Soon enough, we'll be at 200. But before this, you know, episode starts, I almost said video. But make sure to join our Discord. You guys don't like doing that, though. You guys, like, rip off your ears every time we say Discord. And you hear it, and it's like, oh, no. But make sure to join our Discord, even though you won't. I'm pretty, you know, maybe the sports podcast people will, so we'll tell them tomorrow.
Yeah.
To do that, because we aren't recording tonight. It's already late, because I took a nap.
Yeah, lazy on in.
But yeah, make sure to join our Discord and follow our socials and all that.
All right. Nintendo is raising the price for Nintendo Switch Online in certain regions.
Rough. Aren't they raising it up?
I don't know.
Kind of weird. It says here, Nintendo Switch Online is reportedly becoming more, you know, expensive in Latin America, while geographically limited, the price hike itself, it says here, is understood to be significant, with exact increases, you know, varying across Nintendo Switch Online membership tiers. Nintendo Switch subscription service will celebrate its 7th anniversary, September of 2025. And since it's, you know, 2018 release. Oh, that's when Switch Online came out. Mm-hmm. I thought it came out with the Switch.
No, there was a little gap.
I don't really remember. All I remember, I used to really want the Switch.
Yeah.
Every time a commercial would come out, I was like, Mom, give me it. But, it says their Nintendo Switch Online price has been approximately $20 per year. Heck, only cheap. Depending on the exact region and more expensive tier, you know, of the service called Nintendo Switch Online Plus Expansion, launched October 2021. Priced in the ballpark of $50 per year. That's not really price compared to, you know, other subscriptions. Like, PS Plus, for a year, it's $100. So,
which we get the family subscription, which is like $80 a year. But
yeah, it makes sense for more people instead of just one, though. But although Nintendo has raised the Nintendo Switch Online prices over the years, such adjustments were infrequent and never global. For example, as early as 2025, U.S. Consumers can still purchase either membership tier at its original price. So us in the U.S. can still get it for its original price.
Right.
Nintendo fans south of Texas aren't as fortunate. Oh, never mind.
South of Texas, like, yeah. Mexico's where Latin America and, like, South America, crap.
Yeah. So, it says here, Nintendo Switch Online users across Latin America have started receiving email notifications about the up-and-coming price hike. The notice, which, you know, started to be sent out January 30th to 31st, they wait, states that Nintendo Switch Online prices are scheduled to be increased on March 1st. So you guys better buy your year plan now.
Yeah.
If you guys don't want to pay that extra,
less than a month.
If you guys don't want to pay that like extra $30 or so. But it says here, the list of countries that will be affected are Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and Peru. Oh, Messi's getting a charge move. I don't really watch soccer like that, but I know he plays for Argentina.
Yeah, I don't watch soccer.
Yeah, I don't really like it. It's just not action based like that, like basketball or football. But Nintendo Switch Online prices have raised up 25%. So it's pretty high amount. Says here, the rate of the newly announced price hikes seems to differ across countries, though. So it's just different per, you know, just different place or whatever. Over in Brazil, the basic Nintendo Switch Online plan for a single account has got 20% more expensive. With the new price being $120. I don't really know. And then that's just $20 for, you know, United States. Meanwhile, Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack for individual members will be marked up 14%. Omelet reports the biggest increase said reserved for the Nintendo Switch Online family membership, which will get a 25% price hike in Brazil. So, it says here, oh, the regular price, that's what it means, like R.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo Switch Online, the old price, $100. And then, you know, the new annual price is $120. So, 20% increase. Nintendo Switch Family, $175. And the new one is $219. 25% increase. Nintendo Switch Online Plus Expansion Pack, $262. The new price is almost, well, basically $300, probably including tax. The 14% increase. And Nintendo Expansion Pack Family Edition is $421. And it was. And then it's $469, which it went up 11% for Brazil, or I'm guessing, or just everywhere, basically. Around that area, it went up that much. But consumers in, you know, affected countries have until February 28th to buy or renew their memberships, because it's starting in March. So you guys better, you guys, and, you know, I don't know if we have any listeners there, but go ahead and get your Nintendo Switch and re-update it or whatever, so you guys don't have to pay that extra price until the times come. But their memberships at current prices, Nintendo allows users to prepay for up to 3 years worth of its subscription service. I didn't know that. Prepay. But the March 2025 price hike will be the second time in 5 years that Nintendo Switch Online has become more expensive in select Latin American countries. Apparently Nintendo doesn't like Latin American people, because they're just raising the prices.
Fuck.
But it's currently unclear whether the changes single a broader price hike, you know, being on the horizon. Even before its official reveal, the Nintendo Switch 2 was confirmed to offer Nintendo Switch Online support, sparking speculation that the service's price could increase again, by the time, you know, the Switch 2 comes out. That is a possibility, because, you know, obviously a whole bunch of people are going to be buying the Switch 2, including, like, you know, because people just buy straight loot.
Right.
I'll try to be one of them.
Oh, I will be.
That shit is a plan.
A plan in the bot.
But that's all I have for that. But yeah, that's all you guys need to know about that. For you guys who, you know, live in Argentina or whatnot.
Latin America.
Latin America. You guys who live there, there's your information. I don't know if we have any listeners there, but yeah.
I'm sure we do.
Hey, I mean, we're pretty popular. I mean, LeBron AD knows about us.
Yeah. AD got traded.
Yeah.
I heard it's because he made LeBron mad, saying that we're trash or something, but
I also heard it's because AD he made Bronny sit on the floor. Remember that one clip of him telling Bronny to get up?
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, that was the reason LeBron looked at him was like, "You're getting traded."
I thought he tripped LeBron with his lips.
It might have been that too, at practice or something. But they can move on to this.
All right. PS2 can now play games from memory card.
I actually couldn't find anything on this topic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. Like, I searched it up and there's nothing popped up.
I got it. All right. Scroll up. It says, while modern day consoles have long since abandoned the idea of storing save data on removable memory cards, we've seen new smart cards appear for consoles such as the PS1, Dreamcast, and GameCube. These devices are the functionality of old-school memory cards, but introduce next-gen features such as limitless storage and cloud saves, making them pretty essential for any self-respecting retro gamer. 8-bit mods, which we've talked about quite a bit on this podcast, is one of the leading firms in this field. Having already given us the excellent MemCard Pro for PS1, MemCard Pro GC, GameCube, the company also launched the MemCard Pro 2 a while back for the PS2.
Didn't we talk about the GameCube one or something like that?
Yeah, we did. Yep. It says the one for the PS2 includes all of the functionality we've come to expect from these devices. However, a recent firmware update has transformed this already appealing product into something which is practically essential for all PS2 owners. You can now boot games directly from the MemCard Pro 2's microSD card, allowing it to act like an optical disc emulator. This is all done via the multi-purpose memory card emulation protocol, which allows you to run the homebrew from OPL from the card and boot ISO files, as well as store data on it. As you would expect, it should be obvious what a massive deal this is. A single memory card size device is now capable of hosting your game collection and your save data, and you also benefit from the ability to store that save data in the cloud. What's even more appealing is that the MemCard Pro 2 is entirely portable and can be swapped between PS2 consoles at will. And it only takes up a memory card slot, leaving the rest of your console uncluttered or untouched.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So basically, for most consoles, you have to mod them, take the optical drive out, put an HDD in, or some kind of chip or something to run these games off of. This way, it's literally a original PS2, whether it's PS2 Slim or PS2 Fat original.
Yeah.
You just put a memory card in, boom, play your games, take it out, put in another PS2, play your games. You know what? The PS2 is completely stock.
Just having a little disk drive, basically, like a little just thumb drive.
And that's awesome because, I mean, it's just, you know, emulation and modding just has come a long ways just in the past couple of years and figuring out stuff like this. And that's just as crazy. That's why I wanted to talk about it.
It is cool.
Yeah. So I'm not going to read the rest of it. That's basically it. But if you want to check it out or maybe buy one, link is in the description for that article, and it'll take you to where you need to go to find the product.
Yeah, so go ahead and check that out if you guys want to.
Yeah.
You don't have to. We're not saying you have to, just...
Yeah. It don't matter us whether you do or not. We're just giving you the news.
Yeah. Because you guys like news. That's why you listen to us.
Yeah. But we'll move on to our last topic of the night. Well, for this episode. Valve console reports continue.
I seen this. I was like, "Oh, really?" Because I know the Steam Deck was like their last. Yeah, their Steam Deck was like their last console, like, basically. But I heard this was for like competition for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and Switch 2 now. But on social media, Pierre Lope Griffes, a key architect at Valve and lead developer of SteamOS for the Stream Deck, has spoken and on the rumors while responding to a post claiming that Valve is not working on a Steam console. So he said, there's not. But it says here, he wrote, there's nothing meaningful to read into there. This effectively eradicates these rumors. But it says here, the original report follows, though. The late last year rumors surfaced regarding a developing Steam-based console being built by Valve. It was claimed that, the device was being designed alongside the new iteration of the Steam controller and a fresh VR headset. Fresh VR headset-ish.
Yeah.
Play some virtual reality. But on social media, that's decent.
It's all right. It's not my favorite. Yeah.
It's cool, though. It is cool, but it's just not my favorite. But on social media, tech insiders were mulling over proposed specs for a console. But, of course, the claims were not addressed by Valve themselves. Fresh rumors have hit, the airwaves with XTAS ones, commenting on social media, and uploading a video about the very spicy claim that is rumored to be, the Steam console that will compete with the Xbox Series and PS5 consoles. So basically, this console, it's kind of a rumor right now, though.
Yeah, it's just a rumor right now. It's nothing for sure.
Nothing official, but right. It's most. But I kind of see it happening, though, honestly. Just like to try to compete.
I mean, with it being powered by AMD's RDNA 4 technologies, like it could be a powerful console. And Valve obviously already has a game library to use, Steam has almost any game you could ever want to play PC wise. So, I mean,
what a perfect,
Yeah, it's perfect for Valve to get into the console market, especially since, Xbox isn't really worried about exclusives or anything anymore. And eventually they're going to go away from making consoles, I think. So maybe Valve getting in there, getting a little bit more competition, it'll be good for the console market. I might even, just see what it can do, but I might just pick it up just to review,
Yeah. I mean, that'd be a good review opportunity.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But if it's real, this could be completely fake. It's just a rumor, guys. We cover rumors. Yeah.
We cover everything. Like
rumors, news, everything.
Yeah. It's kind of sort of thing.
Yeah.
But a Valve has had plenty of success with the Stream Deck and stuff like that, which is considered one of the best handheld game devices on the market. Would the tech titan see the same results with a home console? And I think they will. Maybe they can make it like how the Switch is, maybe being able to dock it. Say maybe the Ally.
Maybe, which they do already have the Steam Deck. So
yeah. We'll but see. they can just make the system easier to navigate, through StreamOS and stuff like that. It can still run StreamOS, but just a different way, But there's really nothing on this. It's just saying all this console will compete with the PS5 and Xbox Series consoles and Switch 2 also. And they're just
be around stuff. That same powerful spec.
Yeah. Because it says here, Valve works closely with the AMD and its, RDNA 4 technologies, as you said. But there's really nothing else on that. Just, this is just a rumor. keep that in mind, everyone. So don't actually expect it to come out, which it might, honestly. I could see it happening.
And honestly, I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Yeah, because PS5's been out. PS5 and Xbox Series X have been out for 5 years now, almost.
I'm surprised, like, Valve hasn't made a console, like, back in Xbox One era, you know, like, last gen.
Yeah. You would think they kind of would, because back then, console was really big, too, because, you know, first of all, you had the 360 and PS3. That really, like, took the modern gaming into a whole different perspective. Then the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 came out. That made it even bigger.
Yeah, I mean, console gaming is still way bigger than PC gaming, because you can get consoles cheaper. But a lot of people are going to PC, or even handheld PCs, since they're out now. So, but still, I think the console market's still a good thing to get into if you're like a known gaming company like Valve.
Yeah,
with Steam.
That'd be pretty smart for them too, for like sales and all that too. So.
Sure.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
But that's all I have on that.
All right. That's all the topics we have, guys. We appreciate you for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, all that crap.
Just everything.
Yeah. Buy our merch on the public. Rylan, do you have any?
As I said, follow our socials and all that. We try to post frequently.
Yeah.
But make sure to, you know, follow our personal socials. Join the Discord, even though you don't like to. Join it. Get some merch on TeePublic if you want some merch from us. I actually have a shirt on right now. I was gonna wear it to have in my photo for my permit, actually. But get today. But yeah, just follow our socials and all that. As I should listen, basically all our socials. And yeah.
All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you in the next episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.